It's Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, back in studio in Austin, Texas.
For Wars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are entering the 176th day of the return of the American Republic. We are having some great successes, but also some serious setbacks and struggles. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for sharing the word, wherever you're watching or listening, whether it's on talk radio, local TV, on X at Alex Jones, or Infowars.com/show, Rumble, you name it. You are the Paul Revere. Share those live feeds now. You have all the power. Take action now and tell those you share it with to share it and complete the chain reaction. All right, so much to hit. We have some really good news. Last night, I saw the Benny Johnson interview with Laura Trump, who's one of the smartest people in the administration and the head of the RNC. And she said, no, we're looking to appoint a special counsel. Or she said the feds are looking to, and Trump wants to reopen it. He understands the public's concerns. People said, wow, could this be true? Of course it's true. She's like the mouthpiece of Trump. And so this morning I made a few phone calls and they said, yes, the decision's basically been made. But it's being developed right now. But look for a special counsel to be appointed as early as sometime this week. So that was like a million-pound weight off my back last night because I knew Laura Trump's not full of crap. But then when I verified it, it was like a trillion pounds off my back. Yes! Now, it was 9 days ago I came on air when this all broke, and I said, this is going to be Streisand effect on Streisand effect. I said, Trump is behind this because he wants to move on. It's a giant kettle of fish, not because he's in there with anything incriminating. And I understood the calculus. I didn't agree with it, but I said, it will blow up. He will then come out and say it's him, which he did the next 2 days. And it's just going to be a disaster. The Democrats are going to pile on, call for hearings, which they've now done. The Republicans just voted down having hearings yesterday. So this is a disaster, absolute disaster. And a lot of people said, you're a traitor. You're criticizing Trump last week. No, I called exactly what was going to happen. I didn't make it happen. And I want to know, and I do know who, but I've been asked not to give the details. It's a problem with information like this. It's who we thought told Trump to move on from this. And they used the Elon feud that I told you was so dangerous to get this going. It was not Elon behind it. Elon just learned about this and was like, whew, I don't want to be connected to a cover-up of this. Smart move. People said, oh, well, Trump's more popular. Move on. Ha ha ha. Elon's thrown overboard. And I said, watch out. Watch out. This is going to unfold. And it did. But now Trump has figured this out. And there will be a special counsel appointed to go through all this. And as the FBI has said, it's not their job to release stuff. In fact, they're not allowed to. They just recommend prosecutions. And so it really is up to the prosecutors at the DOJ. And then something this big, no one prosecutor or even group of prosecutors to deal with it, it needs to be a special counsel, as I and Steve Bannon and others for years. We said if Trump gets back in, he needs to appoint a special counsel. I would imagine that would be somebody that's extremely trusted, like Ed Martin, who now heads up the Government Weaponization Task Force and is also the pardon lawyer. I have not talked to him yet about this issue, but I did talk to some other people. I'll just leave it at that, but I do talk to Ed some. So, been on the show for 25 years, big patriot, headed up the Eagle for him and so much more. But couldn't have a better patriot in there. That's why they're so scared of him, the Democrats. So we've got that. Then we've got the news on Russia and Trump getting ready to green light bombing of Moscow. Oh, yeah. You talk about World War III Armageddon stuff. And the Russians say, get ready for Armageddon. We'll cover it all straight ahead. Now, remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share that live feed on X at Real Alex Jones now.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I understand so many angles of all the major issues, and I'm so immersed in it that I warned 2 months ago when the Trump-Elon feud exploded that you would then see the Epstein case become front and center. And that Trump not wanting it to be a distraction might kill the investigation, and that would create a giant Streisand effect. 6.5, 7 weeks after I predicted that, it happened last Monday, now 8 days ago, really broke Sunday with the memo by the DOJ that they just slipped out there saying he didn't get murdered, Epstein. There were no other intelligence agencies involved. There was no blackmail. There was no human trafficking. And the Easter Bunny is real. And I said, this will explode into the mother of all Streisand effects. And we know from the different criminal indictments and investigations and lawsuits basically what's in there and who's involved. And there's no Trump. So why is he doing that? Well, because Elon came out and said he'd been told by people that Trump was somehow implicated. Now, is that manipulation by people giving Elon bad information? Or is Elon super sophisticated and set a trap for Trump? I'm not saying that. I'm speculating. I don't believe that. Regardless, you can see this being teed up. And indeed it was, but you've got the King of England wanting it shut down. You've got all these other world leaders wanting it shut down. Trump could kill it and then get a lot of political cachet with those groups. That's the type of advice that Susie Wiles, the White House chief of staff, we know has been giving Trump. And I'm not trying to villainize her. That's very avant, that's the trendy thing to do, very avant-garde. No, but it is Susie Wiles, because she's a big politico that has a foot in the Democratic Party and a foot in the Republican Party. And, you know, she's brought a lot of organization to the Trump operation, and that's why they've been so effective on many areas of their agenda. So, you know, the sword cuts both ways. But it's Susie Wiles. And, oh, Mr. President, you're so popular, you're so incredible, you survived assassinations and lawfare and all of it. No, you just go out there and, you just shut this investigation down. And, oh, they're criticizing your attorney general and your FBI director, deputy director. You just come out and say, yeah, you want people to move on. And your base will move on. That is the worst advice that you could give somebody. I mean, on its face, as I predicted 8 days ago, this will be a disaster. And oh, crooks acted alone. Oh, and the guy that tried to kill Trump down in Mar-a-Lago, he acted alone. Just shut it all down, protect the agencies, and they'll get behind you. And, you're the president now, but let's not worry about spilt milk or water under the bridge or blood under the bridge. Let's just move on here. Well, if you were going to do that, you just shut up. It's not the right decision to not go after the deep state. It's not the right decision to have the globalist claim they're running up the white flag, which they'll never really do until they're politically exposed and then indicted and put in prison. But that decision I can understand. It's still a mistake, but I can see logic in it. Coming out and saying stop talking about it, as he did in the days after I said he was behind it, and Trump said, yeah, I'm behind it. People thought I was being mean. No, I can see what's going on. And then I called my sources, and they said, yeah, how do you know that? This is what I do. But 9 times out of 10, I don't need to have a source. I can already see what's going on, and I just call and check. People go, yeah, that's it. That's why I'm Alex Jones. That's why people tune in. It's why the government tunes in, because I know what I'm talking about 99% of the time. So the fact now that Laura Trump went on Benny Johnson yesterday, and she's one of the most competent people in the Trump administration and a great person. Boy, what an upgrade from Jared Kushner. It's night and day. She said, no, no, no. The federal government, the DOJ is getting ready to do this. They're going to do it right. It's about to happen. So I made some phone calls, and they said, yeah, it's a special counsel, and they're looking at who it's going to be right now. So that is beyond good news, because there is no evidence of Trump involved in anything illegal with Epstein. There is massive evidence the Democratic Party, I mean, it's like 95% Democrats, I mean, and globalists like Bill Gates and others. I mean, there's nothing there except Trump and Epstein being socialites in New York and Palm Beach. They both lived there and knew each other, and he was a member of the club, and Trump kicked him out like 16 years ago. Back before this was news, we were covering it. So my job is not to defend Trump. My job is to cover the truth. And that's why I said this makes no logical sense unless backroom deals have been made with the globalist establishment to end all of this if they will stop trying to undermine Trump, which again is a Mike Johnson, Susie Wiles type behind the scenes deal. Well, we didn't come here to make deals with the globalist. We didn't put Trump in to make deals with the globalist. We didn't put Trump in to manage the swamp and maybe drain it, you know, 30%. We came here to fill in the swamp, to end the swamp. That's what we're here to do. So Steve Bannon, electrified Turning Point USA in Tampa, I'm going to play part of it coming up, with hardcore populist speech. The deep state must be destroyed to free the American people. Bannon delivers the roadmap for American justice. And I'm going to air part of the speech coming up. Very powerful, on target, 100%. But now, despite Trump saying there are no more Epstein files, Lord Trump says he will release more Epstein files. And then I made some calls. Obviously, I already knew that a special counsel was being discussed months ago, and they almost did it. But then Elon threw out the Trump being in the Epstein files, whatever that means. And I was like, oh, now Trump will shut it down, thinking that that's, you know, easy, quick move. Because it's true. When Trump came out Sunday on Truth Social and said, you know, the Democrats, John Brennan, Clapper, that made all the fake Russiagate stuff and the rest of it, you know, they've been in control of that file for decades. I remember when Trump first got in, he never got the file. They kept it hidden in the main file in New York, which 4 months ago or 5 months ago, they had to raid, the FBI had to raid itself to get. And then when they got it, they're going to get rid of anything that's incriminating to the deep state, and they're going to only leave in what could be embarrassing to Trump. That maybe he was part of an FBI investigation decades ago because of some connection to Epstein. Who knows? But to say he's in there doesn't mean he's actually doing something wrong. But Trump's, oh yeah, release it, release it. And then, ooh, wait a minute. They've had control of this file and only left there what they wanted to. So that's obvious logic that not only is it true the Democrats were in control of it, Trump's telling the truth on that, but it goes without saying, like a bear does you know what in the woods, that they would only put in there fake reports, you know, like they had the fake Jane Does that turned out to all be fake, saying Trump raped them, that they would only plant lies in there. So people, when I came out Sunday and Monday and said, no, the people are attacking Trump, saying it's crazy that the deep state had this file and is doctoring stuff, Well, they did have control of the file. And of course, do you think John Brennan and Clapper and Comey and his daughter over the file in New York, do you think they're going to leave anything in there that's incriminating to them? No. People go, well, wait a minute, you were just attacking Trump and now you're defending him. What is this? Well, I don't pick a side here. As the investigation goes on, our own investigation, your investigation, we call balls and strikes. But it's basically what I said a week ago or over a week ago. Because this is how these people operate. But the answer to that is there's a lot of stuff in criminal investigations and other indictments that they weren't able to hide. Let them put out their report that's got some fake Jane Doe thing in it or some FBI report. And then let it all be run to ground. And just like Russiagate, it's fake. And then you go ahead and you indict all the big globalists that are clearly involved. If you say, no, sir, the easiest thing is just to shut this down. No, you've now walked into their trap. So I'm like, Trump, it's a bear trap. Don't walk into it 2 months ago. Oh, you're getting close. You have your surrogates out on TV, you know, saying, move along. Nothing to see here. Bongino and Patel looking like deer in the headlights. They've obviously been ordered by you to do this or by Susie Wiles. Stop. Don't step in it. No, no. Boom on the leg. And now I'm like, now listen, Trump, if you keep doubling down, it's equivalent to chewing your leg off. You'll bleed to death politically. We can help you. All of us together can get that bear clamp off your leg, bandage it up, get you to a doctor, and you're going to be all right. And Trump's sitting there with his leg in a bear trap. Or, sir, just be calm here, please. Okay. Don't start chewing on your leg, all righty? Hold on. You're chewing on your leg. That's not good. So that's the analogy here. And now Trump's sitting there with his leg in it. And now they're getting ready to announce a special counsel. And the bear trap went click, click. Bear trap, you have to click, 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 click all these springs. So it's like, it's going click, click, one click. I'm like, does that feel better? Now, a couple more clicks, we can get your foot out of there. Click, click, click. Ah, yes. Let's avoid the enemy traps. That's what I'm trying to do. So we've been vindicated again. Everything we said has come true exactly like I said it would. And all of the mainline influencers and Republican minions that Jones is a traitor, he's an enemy, he needs to be, you know, shut down, put in jail. You're amateurs. And you just take establishment talking points and parrot them. You have no integrity. You don't know what you're doing. And just like I said, when Trump bombs those nuclear sites in Iran, the media is going to immediately say that they'd moved the fissile material out, so now we got to go to full war. And now that's where we are. I know how the globalists operate. So if you want to know, you know, the best, smartest, up-to-date angle of what's happening in general, we're the best. And I don't say that, again, from some position of I'm the best around. It's why they want us off the air, because we actually do the homework, we have the sources, we know what we're doing. And if we can just get enough people listening, we can navigate through these globalist traps, which we're doing right now. Because I could spend the whole next 3.5-4 hours on all the great victories Trump's having and all the amazing successes. But I have to cover the bad stuff, because it gets enough people in Trump world and Trump himself and his family that listen and all of them to put enough pressure on him to not make these bad decisions with bad people giving him bad advice. But notice those people through the Israel lobby and other groups and the neocons have fully attacked us, saying don't listen to Jones and Tucker Carlson and others. They're just, you know, Russian agents or whatever. Because they don't want his constituency, they don't want the American people, the populace, to be involved in putting pressure on, lobbying through the grassroots for our agenda that we elected him for. They want us to trust the plan and a bunch of delusional Q crap and just sit back and let the Israelis and the globalists come in and take over, because the Democrats are pretty much defeated right now. They're falling apart. They're in free fall. They can't raise any money. They have the lowest poll numbers ever recorded. And Israel is very sophisticated. And previously, AIPAC was not the dominant lobby in America. It was big on foreign policy. But now, because of the power vacuum, Israel and special corporate interest are swooping in as well as MI6. The Chi-Coms were the big enchilada before, and they're still a big problem militarily. It's not a lot of operatives. But Israel sees this power vacuum and has even bragged about it in their newspapers. Now, they're the greatest superpower in the world now because they control America. They're bragging about it in Hebrew. And I don't hate Jews or hate Israel and don't want Israel blown up. But my goodness, no, stop bragging in your newspapers, you know, that you basically run the show. Well, as soon as you became the biggest threat to controlling our policy of China, which Israel and the globalist coalition is now more of a danger than communist China to our domestic control of our own policies and then overall our total policy. So now I am on Israel and on Netanyahu big time because it is expressing itself. It is using its power. It is doing it to the detriment of the United States and I believe the world. And Israel is not one monolithic group. Netanyahu is not popular and uses these wars to stay in power. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is joining us. Here's some of the headlines from MSM. And Marjorie Taylor Greene goes to war with Trump over broken promises. Not going to war with Trump. She's going to war with some of the special interests in there that are pulling him away from the North Star of doing what he was put in there to do. We're exerting our will and our pressure on Trump as his original supporters. So they want you to think either if you criticize Trump, you hate Trump, you've abandoned Trump, you support the Democrats. Democrats say that. And so do the neocons and others because they want to sell the idea that we're supposed to sit here and not exert pressure. What a ridiculous idea. Well, we always say call Congress and go to congressional meetings and write letters and go to school board and run for office and file lawsuits and spread the word. And then we put pressure on Trump. The idea that we're supposed to sit here and shut up is just beyond preposterous. And you got to ask yourselves, when people are out there saying, don't do that, just trust Trump. Trust the plan. Well, the plan's changing day to day, minute to minute, second to second, hour to hour, week to week. And I've learned how we can exert our ideas and our will and our talking points into government, into culture, into corporations, into daily lives. That's what this is all about. And they don't want you to know how much power you have because they don't want you to use your power and have the confidence of understanding that. So I want to hit some of the Epstein stuff. I'm going to get into Russia because you talk about something, another area, total war, economic collapse, new viruses, civil war, major scandals, covering up government pedophile rings. Any of these things could derail the Trump administration and basically make it lose its soul. So there's a battle on all of these. And in the case of Russia, NATO's not giving up. Trump cut the weapons. NATO just continued the war. Russia's intensified attacks. And Trump wants the peace deal, so he's like, well, let's just go ahead and give heavy weapons to Ukraine to start bombing Moscow. And now Trump's floated that plan. And now Russia's threatening nuclear war. So that's the threat escalation ladder on steroids. We'll cover it at the bottom of the hour. But continuing here, yesterday, Laura Trump goes on Benny Johnson and says, you know, we're about to see the feds move. The decision's been made to go ahead and release the information. We realize there needs to be more transparency. I make calls. It's a special counsel. That's what they're looking very strongly. I'm told they've been told us they believe it's going to happen very soon, probably this week. And that's an example of good course correction. And is exactly what we've called for with Roger Stone on the broadcast Thursday. And I know he talked to Trump and said, you need to get a special counsel. And then out comes the spokesperson, Laura Trump. We'll play the clip in a moment. And people say, well, then wait a minute. Why do the Republicans just vote to block releasing the information in Congress, which doesn't exist but does? Well, they're behind. But you talk about a fiasco of doing that. Here's Hakeem Jeffries. We're giving the worst people on earth the moral high ground here. Because obviously, whatever the Democrats and Comey and Brennan and all them left in the Epstein files that now Trump's gotten is going to have everything about them covered up. You got to love the Q people. I mean, they're just so mentally ill. I'm not trying to be mean to all of them. They just can't help it. But they're like, this is genius. Trump coming out and saying, don't release it. It doesn't exist. That'll make the Democrats beg to have it released. Trump's in control of the DOJ. He can release it all right now. Except the Democrats left in there all the stuff they wanted and took out all the real stuff about them out. That's obvious. That's a no-brainer. That went on. Trump's right about that. That's Trump. Q. I know Q's even above God. It's Q, God, Trump, and then you being schizophrenics. But all of your fake demonic logic is not true. The Democrats have set this up and manipulated this so that Trump then will say, don't release it. And when they go into it, it's only what they wanted to leave in there. That's the reality. That's what happened. The opposite of what you've been saying. The opposite of your delusional, foaming at the mouth, drooling idiocy. Your 70 IQ garbage. So trust the plan. The American people and the people of the West and free will are the plan. We do the thinking. We do the lobbying. We do the exposure. We go out and protest. We expose the human trafficking. We get out on the streets. We take action. We endorse Trump first. We created the Tea Party. We launched Ron Paul. We did it. This broadcast, this audience of activists, we are men and women in the arena. We are the plan. The plan comes from us. Politics is downstream from the grassroots. We are the opposite of AstroTurf. We are the people. In the Declaration of Independence, we, the people, we work in the farms and the factories and drive the 18-wheelers. We raise the children. We praise God. We fight in the military. We are the people. We are the plan. And when Trump deviates from that and starts doing something that's the opposite of what he said he would do because of special interests every time manipulating because he's so busy, we're going to go expose those special interests. We're not going to trust a plan and not engage when we see Trump taking a misstep. It's like painting your windshield black so you can't even see out of your car while you're driving. That's the reality. And boy, have we been proven right again. So now a special counsel, and you can say, well, that'll be fraud, whatever. The point is, it's not whoever was advising Trump to walk right into this Democrat deep state trap and say, oh, let's just move on. You know, stop it. Oh, no, it's not Trump. It's Pam Bondi. Get rid of her. She misstepped. No, it's Trump. I told you last Monday. And, of course, you learned the next few days it was. Right over and over and over and over again, because this is what I do. This is what my team does. It's what my guests do. It's what my sources do. Do you have any idea who's been on the phone with this morning? No, you don't. We'll be right back on the other side. I'll finish up on the Epstein latest developments. Then I'll get into the looming U.S.-backed attacks on Moscow. Stay with us.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone who wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the methyl drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the methyl drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. No. In the opinion chair, the noes have it. The amendment's not agreed to.
Chair, I'm kind of shocked by that. I will ask for a roll call.
The clerk will call the roll.
Mrs. Fishbach.
No.
Mrs. Fishbach, no. Mr. Norman.
Yes.
Mr. Norman, aye. Mr. Roy. Mrs. Houchin. Mrs. Houchin, no. Mr. Langworthy. Mr. Langworthy, no. Mr. Scott. Mr. Scott, no. Mr. Griffith. Mr. Griffith, no. Mr. Jack.
No.
Mr. Jack, no. Mr. McGovern.
Aye.
Mr. McGovern, aye. Ms. Scanlon. Ms. Scanlon, aye. Mr. Neguse.
Yes.
Mr. Neguse, aye. Ms. Ledger-Fernandez.
All right, so that is the Republicans. Very busy yesterday in committee voting to block any release of any Epstein files that Congress has already gotten. There's so many of them and so many investigations and 14 terabytes of info floating around. So that, again, will only create an even bigger Streisand effect. But that's the Republicans following the old directive of Trump a week ago to shut it down, which I first told you was Trump last Monday. People said, you're a traitor. It's not true. And then, of course, that evening, he puts out through social saying, yes, we need to move on. Great job, Bongino. Great job, Patel. And then the next day, he shoots down the reporter at the press conference when he brings up Epstein being an intelligence operative, says, how dare you ask that question? Terrible advice that Susie Wiles and others are giving him to just shut this down. Now, as the firestorm built, even within his own family and advisors, they dispatched Laura Trump, who is a direct spokesperson of the president and heads up the RNC, to go on Benny Johnson. We'll play the clip in a moment. And say, yes, the president's decided to reopen it. We understand we need transparency. Roger Stone last Thursday said he's going to advise the president to appoint a special counsel. That's happened. This morning I made calls to the DOJ, and they said, yes, we've heard that they're looking at who to appoint right now. It could be as early as this week. That is really good news because there's nothing incriminating in there about Trump. We've had all these state and federal investigations. All these women that were raped as young girls said they never saw Trump on the island, never at Zorro Ranch, never at his place in New York. The few times they were at Palm Beach, a few of them, and at a distance, you know, 20, 30 feet away, saw Trump. He was in public being very nice to everybody. There's more than 10 women who've been confirmed victims who were 15, 16, 17 years old, and they said they briefly saw Trump here or there in Florida at public events, and that he was always very nice. I did all this vetting 9.5 years ago before I endorsed Trump. So I've been reporting on Epstein since 2007. So then why would he not release it? Because there's so many powerful people involved. It's a giant fiasco. It's got the King of England and others implicated. And then Trump gets a bunch of countries to roll over to what he wants by deep sixing it. And you got all these people that are in the files, but it hadn't been released, like Kevin Spacey and others, and Dershowitz saying, please release them because we know we never did anything with girls. And we know Kevin Spacey ain't into girls. He's into, like, you know, 20-year-old waiters. And they're just like, yeah, we flew around on planes with him. You know, we're not doing it, so release it. And you know, that's another reason to release it, take the victims out, is for all the people that were around Epstein but did not do anything. Joe Rogan says misunderstood Alex Jones was right about Jeffrey Epstein. That is an effing fact. And that goes back years ago. And they're reporting MAGA starts to move on from Epstein drama as Trump digs in. That's old news from yesterday. That's not true. The Democrats hope Trump, quote, moves on with the cover-up because it'll be so devastating. As Steve Bannon said, he could lose up to 40 seats in the House in the midterms. And you see Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson at TPUSA and Turning Point events, and they say, how many of you want Trump to not release the Epstein information? Boo, none of us. No, no. How many of you want him to release it? Ah, yay! Just people want the truth. So when I came out and said this is a terrible change of direction to 180 last week, of course I was right. That's a no-brainer. But people think supporting whatever Trump does in one moment is part of some giant master plan. He has a general plan for America and freedom and prosperity and, you know, sovereignty. Great job. But no, Trump's constantly changing his mind on things. That's well known. So he's very easy to make mistakes because he makes so many decisions. Most of them are right. But it's also easy if you can get information to him to make him course correct. And so that's why it's so important for us to be vocal. But let's go to Hakeem Jeffries, who were giving one of the worst people in the world moral high ground in the direction Trump was going. And then now we have the great news with Laura Trump saying, no, 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 no. We're course correcting. We're going to investigate. We're going to release. And now it's even mainstream news that they hear that they're getting ready to appoint a special counsel that was first called for on this broadcast. Even before Trump got back in, we said it's important to do this because it'll be independent from the FBI in general. All right, so go ahead and go to Hakeem Jeffries and then go to Benny Johnson with Lord Trump.
And now the chickens are coming home to roost. The American people deserve to know the truth. What, if anything, is the Trump administration and the Department of Justice hiding? What are you hiding? If you're not hiding anything, prove that to the American people. And if you are trying to hide something, as many of Donald Trump's MAGA supporters apparently believe, then the Congress should actually work hard to try to uncover the truth for the American people.
What would be your advice, given this back and forth? You know, we're just coming off of Turning Point here in Tampa. This was the topic of conversation. What would be your advice in order to take the temperature down on this issue from within the administration?
Well, I do think that there needs to be more transparency on this. And I think that that will happen. I mean, look, I don't know what truly exists there, but I know that this is something that's important to the president as well. He does want transparency on all these fronts, everything we're talking about, because it's frustrated him as well. He sat for 4 years like the rest of us did and saw lie after lie and saw our country just being sent down the wrong path. And it was really frightening and very upsetting to a lot of people to see. And I would actually say over the past 10 years, we've all kind of endured this. Prior to that, it was probably happening, Benny, but we just weren't as aware of it. It wasn't until Donald Trump came down that golden escalator that he just kind of blew the doors off of everything. And people started to wake up and realize, wait a minute, things are not as they have always been presented to us. And I do believe that you will see that. Now, as it relates to the president, I know that this is probably not his number one thing he's focused on. He's focused on a lot of other important things. We've got this big announcement with Russia going on, I think, as we're speaking right now at the White House. We have, a Middle East. We're trying to get peace over there. We're trying to make sure that Iran's nuclear arsenal is obviously completely decimated. We want to make sure everything is on the right track for this country. Fortunately, you see no border crossings in the last month. Zero, by the way. I think that's incredible. No one's talking about that enough. Zero illegal border crossings in the month of June. Amazing how that's all gone. So I don't know that this was top of mind for him, but he hears all the noise and he hears all of the consternation out there. And I think he's going to want to set things right as well. So I believe that there will probably be more coming on this. And I believe anything that they are able to release that doesn't, damage any witnesses or anyone underage or anything like that, I believe they'll probably try to get out sooner rather than later because they hear it and they understand it. So hopefully we see that happen sooner than later. And that, I guess that would be my advice. But to everybody out there who's all worked up about it, there's no great plot to keep this information away that I'm aware of. I do just believe that maybe it's been slow rolled for reasons that hopefully we understand down the line. And I think we're probably going to get more transparency on it very soon.
Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, Trump is set to do a 180 on the last 8 days of the terrible course correction they made on saying case closed. There's nothing to see here. Epstein acted alone. He wasn't a human trafficker, even though his partner in crime is in prison for that. He killed himself. There was no blackmail. Go to sleep. You're getting sleepy. You're getting sleepier. Watch the golden watch. Watch the flashing light. That is morally wrong. No one's going to buy it. Gives the Democrats all this power. They did control the file. They know they've been removed from it. And so now they have set up this trap that Susie Wiles and others walked Trump right into, in my view. And I'm not saying they did it from a position of being mean, but this is not just a normal political deal. This is major intelligence agencies that are involved. Here's Bannon just talking about some of the background on Epstein and his intelligence community connections. And then that segues into Hank Johnson, the guy that says that islands float, Guam floats, and then if we put too many people on it, it'll capsize. This idiot's been given the moral high ground, has now produced a little musical about releasing the Epstein file. Here's the clips.
And not to make the audience's head blow up anymore, but Bill Barr's father was the guy that saw Epstein one time at a bookstore, I think. And Epstein was from Coney Island, had no college degree, gave him a job at one of the most prestigious boys' schools in the prep schools in New York City. And from there, it, quote unquote, he, you know, he taught math, or he was a tutor for math. And after Bill Barr's father hired him, Ace Greenberg's son, I think, took him. Ace Greenberg, next thing you know, he's at Bear Stearns. Next thing you know, he's a partner. Oh, by the way, another coincidence, Bill Barr was the attorney general that drew up the whole new charging document on Epstein. It was in Bill Barr's control and authority that the Bureau of Prisons reported to that Epstein was murdered. Oh, excuse me, committed suicide. Suicided himself. It stinks to high heaven, does it not?
Congressman Hank Johnson coming to give you some more ear candy or perhaps a earache, but I'm going to do my best off of this Jason Isbell tune, Dreamsicle.
Epstein died by suicide. Believe that and you must be blind. You've been telling us you released the file, but where are they? We've gone along with what's been told. We've had plenty of time, you're in control. But now you say you will withhold the Epstein file. Dreamsicle on a summer night in a folding armchair. Trump's howling at the moon. Release the Epstein file soon.
Release the Epstein files that they've been in control of for all these years. Trump is right when he said that. Okay, it'll be like Russiagate. You can't then walk into their trap and not release it, as Trump is now figuring out. And that's sources, even in Axios, you name it, the Trump admin says Trump now understands and wants to, quote, make it right. Yes, make it right. You walked into a trap. I'm told Susie Wiles is one of the main one advising this. I'm not trying to start a fight with her. She helped Trump get elected and is a very smart lady. But her consultancy with Pam Bondi, with Pfizer and chemical companies in over a lot of it, is heavily involved in all of this. And I saw a bunch of mainstream corporate news articles this morning. Jones claims that Trump admin is blocking removing fluoride from the water with no proof. It's only federal rulings. It's only the Solicitor General Friday saying, we don't like these court rulings, federal rulings to remove it from water. We're appealing that and want to keep it in the water. And we showed you all the documents yesterday and the rulings. And again, it's Susie Wiles and her consultancy that's directly involved with that big chemical company lobbying group. I'm not saying she specifically in this did that. I'm just saying when you got stuff like this going on and you look at who's connected to who, you got to say it. Well, why the hell is the Trump administration trying to keep fluoride in the water? Trump's DOJ says EPA will appeal landmark fluoride ruling. And they say EPA. No, the EPA's come out and said remove it. They're the one put the report out last year that it causes cancer and lowers IQ and all that. No, it's the Solicitor General that's doing that at the DOJ. So I just call balls and strikes here, folks. And this is pissing me off. Kennedy's traveling the country getting states to ban it. He made recommendations that be banned, but that's what HHS does to the FDA and the EPA. But we had a federal judge in a class action suit. That's real. Judges can't do stuff on their own, but with class action suit, they can. Said, yeah, okay, take it out. God, I got EPA reports saying take it out. So, just simply amazing. So, that's the type of garbage we see going on. I want to get into war and Russia and Trump. But here's a few more Epstein clips. Here's Trump in another one of the clips previously saying, oh, I do want it released. Then the media didn't show the full clip on TV, but they did online. Then we should remember some of the victims. Some of these women have now committed suicide, though they said they wouldn't. I don't believe they did. And then we've also got Stephen Gruber on Ghislaine Maxwell Tell All coming soon. Yeah, I'll talk about that in a moment. Here it is.
So If you were president, would you declassify, you can answer yes or no to this, would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah.
Would you?
I did.
All right, Ghislaine Maxwell, come on down. You are the next contestant in the Jeffrey Epstein sweepstakes. Here's what I think. I think Ghislaine Maxwell is going to come forward now. She wants out of prison. 20 years on her ticket. She wants out. She's ready to name names. She's ready to name it all. You don't have the documents? She's got the documents right here. What do you think? I think Ghislaine's going to spill her guts on everything. She's going to dish the dirt. She's going to name names. Bill Clinton, you're in trouble. Mr. Gates, good thing you're already divorced. Some things are going to fly out of the closet you people are not ready for. That's my guess. I mean, Kash Patel, give us some faith here, brother. Do the job. Make the FBI a credible investigative agency again. Do the work. Find the truth. To hell with the list. Go make a new list, Cash. We're counting on you. It's what we voted for. We want the answers. So, Ghislaine, Cash, why don't you guys have lunch and tell us what you figure out.
So, if you were president, would you declassify, you can answer yes or no to this, would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah.
Would you,
I did a lot of it.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
All right.
I guess I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know. It, you don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there because there's a lot of phony stuff with that whole world. But I think I would, or at least.
Do you think that would restore trust? Help restore trust?
Yeah, I don't know about Epstein so much as I do the others. Certainly about the way he died. It would be interesting to find out what happened there because that was a weird situation and the cameras didn't happen to be working, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I'd go a long way toward that one. The other stuff I would.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I want to finish up on this, and the Russian thing's too big to just hit here in the next 6 minutes. We'll have MTG on with huge news on multiple fronts. The Epstein cover-up, the 180, the new 180, her weather weapon bill introduced in Congress, and so much more with MTG. And then I'm going to get into Trump signaling that he's getting ready to, with Zelensky, give them heavy weapons to bomb Moscow and other major cities directed by the United States. That is directly to Armageddon. So we heard about this year-old clip of Trump at a fundraiser that got leaked last week that they confirm is real, saying, well, there would never been a war because I told Xi Jinping and Putin, if you ever invade a country, I will bomb Beijing and Moscow. Well, now he's openly talking to Zelensky about that. That's been confirmed by the White House. He's been making statements that he's looking to make some major deliveries, not just defensive. And Russia's responded and warns of nuclear Armageddon after Trump's latest Ukraine move. But going back to what you just saw from Trump a year ago on Epstein, on Lex Fridman's show, and on that Fox program, where on national news they put out the clip, I'll release it, on the internet, on Fox Nation, they put out the full clip, where he says, except I won't release it all, there's a lot of innocent people been mixed in by the intelligence agencies, that's how they do it. Now he put a Truth Social out Sunday, saying Brennan and Clapper were in control of this. People go, oh my God, it's an even bigger cover-up. Now he claims the files from them. It is. If they were in control of it, they're not going to leave the bad stuff about them in there. People go, well, I'm confused. You know, you're saying Trump made a bad decision covering this up, but now you're admitting it's a fraud. Well, yeah, you don't cover up the fraud because then that makes you a part of it. You go to war with it. And Trump now gets that, so just watch. I'll be right again. This is really good news. And, of course, liberal media is like, Jones was against Trump on this, but now he's spinning it, wanting to believe something good. No, I've experienced the Democrats falsifying files on me over and over again. In Congress, you name it. They're famous for it. My goodness. Do you not remember all of this? I just report the facts that we know are the most accurate. And as we get more information, we'll add to it. But in general, we're pretty much always right. Now, we're going to go to break. These just came in to the Arkansas facility, and they're engraved there with the InfoWars and the Alex Jones on them. This is a new limited edition dagger. I came up with this a year ago. It took them a year, which I understand, to get the high quality ones. Overhead shot, please. Here is the beautiful collector's box with my signature on it. And this is an amazing tactical battle dagger with a scabbard that goes on your belt. It is simply amazing. This is a beyond badass hard rubber handle battle dagger with my signature on one side, 1776 on the other. Limited edition. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger. Certified five-star product. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged for patriots ready to defend the republic from the globalist agenda. You literally can defend yourself with it physically if need be, but your funding of us funds the info war, which is 90% of war. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. One side is etched with Alex Jones' signature, yours truly, with the other proudly bearer, 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on. With a ergonomic, non-slip grip and designed ready for mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of the resistance or for self-defense, the blade is for those who know that the answer 1984 is 1776, it's 79.99, an incredible deal with the case. And again, it's got one of those special scabbards that it doesn't click in, it slips in, so that it clicks in and slips in so it doesn't fall out when it's upside down or anything. And then just limited force, but a little bit of grip, pull it out. It is beyond kick-ass. This is the coolest dagger I've ever seen. It took them about 6 months to find a big supply of the types I wanted with the quality blade. This baby is beyond kick-ass. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and defend the republic, defend freedom, defend free speech, and have a tool to defend yourself and your family. It is an amazing, amazing product with the 6-inch blade. Fits great in your purse, backpacker on your side. You can also skin a buck and run a trot line with it. Get yours now, limited edition, at thealexjonesstore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, now available, InfoWars. Need your support? Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things, and their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP. And it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1. It's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle. And it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.